could soon be easier for Alaskans to know how much they're going to pay out of pocket for healthcare. The legislature passed a bill requiring doctors and hospitals to provide cost estimates before patients receive services. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on what lawmakers want and the concerns healthcare providers have.
Deciding whether to undergo a medical procedure can be difficult. Anchorage Democratic Representative Ivy Sponholz says not knowing how much you're going to pay makes it tougher.
When you go to buy a car, you find out, you know, there's a list on the car that says exactly what the car is going to cost, but there's no other market where you really have no idea what a service is going to cost you before you consume it, except for in healthcare.
She sponsored a bill that would require doctors, hospitals, and other providers to list prices for common services. The bill also requires providers to give their best estimate of what a patient would pay out of pocket. The bill received support from employers that provide health insurance and the insurance brokers that help them purchase it. The measure is modeled on similar rules enacted in Anchorage last year. Anchorage City Manager Bill Falsey says many have welcomed the new price transparency.
We certainly heard some concerns from some healthcare providers, but we were able to work through the vast majority of those. And we received a lot of enthusiastic response from a lot of insurance groups and some consumer groups, folks who are worried about the cost of healthcare in Alaska.
Doctors argue that listing the prices before any potential discounts can be misleading. For example, consumers may actually pay less out of pocket for services at one practice with a higher listed price than they would at another with a lower listed price. That's because out of pocket costs for patients with insurance depend on the rates their insurers negotiate with providers.
This is one of those cases where a little bit of information is almost worse than no information at all.
That's Juno doctor Joseph Roth. He told the Senate Judiciary Committee that the bill may lead providers with lower listed prices to raise their prices.
Posting charges by physicians actually leads to an increase in overall healthcare costs, as physicians are then able to see what other providers are actually charging.
Hospitals also expressed concern with posting the undiscounted prices. Jeannie Monk represents the industry as the vice president for the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association.
There isn't necessarily a correlation between high cost and the highest quality, but sometimes in patients' mind there is that. So sometimes if patients see something costs more, they think that it's better.
And this can be a problem. For example, public workers don't pay much directly. That's because their insurer covers most costs.
Most of Alaska's public plans still have relatively low deductibles for their employees. However, private sector plans are increasingly adopting high deductibles, and that's where price transparency becomes more important for those employees that are more engaged.
Sponholz says the patients who benefit most from the bill include those without insurance, as well as those with high deductible insurance.
Those plans are designed to incentivize, you know, wise consumption of services, and you have to know what they cost if you're going to be a wise consumer.
Doctors and hospital leaders alike say insurers are in a better position to tell patients what they'll have to pay. But insurers say providers know more about how complicated a treatment might be, which will affect the cost. Sponholz says both insurers and hospitals support patients knowing what procedures will cost, but she says neither wants to be the bearer of bad news regarding out-of-pocket costs.
There is definitely a hot potato element of in the healthcare price transparency and in the cost element of healthcare, with insurers and providers throwing the hot potato back and forth and both pointing fingers at the other one, saying the other one is the problem.
Sponholz and other lawmakers say the bill would be a good first step. They say future legislation could focus on making the potential value of healthcare services to patients more transparent. The bill hasn't been sent to Governor Bill Walker yet. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.